This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is taking the lead and in shaping the global future. He mentioned that the country is advancing on an unprecedented scale in all sectors. Addressing the World Summit organized by a private media outlet, the Prime Minister noted that while the world recognizes AI as artificial intelligence, India has a second AI aspirational India. The Prime Minister added that when the world was mired in uncertainty, India emerged as a beacon of hope. He further said that in just 125 days of NDA government's third term, infrastructure projects worth 9 lakh crore rupees have been approved and 50 new Vande Bharat trains have been launched. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a visit to Russia tomorrow to attend the 16th Brazil, Russia, India, China and South Africa BRICS summit in Kazan. Mr. Modi is visiting Russia at the invitation of Russian President Vladimir Putin. The theme of this edition of the two-day summit is strengthening multilateralism for just global development and security. Briefing reporters in New Delhi on Prime Minister's visit to Russia, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said, on the sidelines of the summit, the Prime Minister is expected to attend a few bilateral meetings. Regional Connectivity Scheme RCS Uran Ure Desh Ka Aam Nagrik completed 8 years today. Speaking to the media on the occasion, Union Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu Kinjarapu said the government is envisioning to take Uran scheme forward for 10 years and planning to start 50 more airports or enhance the capacity of existing airports. On hawk squall menace affecting flight operations, the Union Civil Aviation Minister said that the government is taking proactive steps to enhance security. The government is planning to amend the aircraft security rules and the suppression of unlawful acts against the Safety of Civil Aviation Act 1982 and is considering making hawk's calls a cognizable offence. On the completion of 8 years of Uran scheme, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the initiative has transformed India's aviation sector. Minister of State for Textiles Pavitra Margarita today expressed confidence that India's textile sector will reach $350 billion by 2030. Addressing an interactive session with foreign missions in India on Bharat Tech 2025 in New Delhi, the minister urged global stakeholders to participate in Bharat Tech 2025. Bharat Tech 2025, a global-scale textile trade fair and knowledge platform, which is scheduled to be held from 14th to 17th of February next year. Police Commemoration Day has been observed today to honour the bravery and sacrifice of the country's police personnel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in his message on the day, praised the unwavering dedication of police personnel to ensure the safety of the people. Home Minister Amit Shah laid a wreath at the National Police Memorial in New Delhi this morning and paid homage to martyrs on Police Commemoration Day. In his address, the Home Minister said, in the last decade, due to the efforts of the brave Jawans, peace has been restored in Jammu and Kashmir, northeast and the areas which were affected by left-wing extremism. The severe cyclonic storm Dana is expected to make a landfall between Puri and Sagar Island on the intervening night of Thursday and Friday with a wind speed of about 120 km per hour. The Indian Meteorological Department IMD in its latest cyclone bulletin has said the well-marked low-pressure area of its east central Bay of Bengal will move west-northwestwards and intensify into a depression by tomorrow morning and then become a cyclonic storm by Wednesday over east central Bay of Bengal. Thereafter, it will reach northwest Bay of Bengal off Odisha West Bengal coast by Thursday morning. It will cross North Odisha and West Bengal coasts between Puri and Sagar Island during the night of Thursday and early morning on Friday as a severe cyclonic storm. The IMD has predicted extremely heavy rainfall in most coastal districts and some interior areas of Odisha from Wednesday to Friday. Fishermen have been advised to return from the sea by tomorrow. The Union Cabinet Secretary has communicated with the Odisha Chief Secretary regarding the state's preparedness for potential damages likely to be caused by the storm. In view of Cyclone Dana, the Odisha government is gearing up for massive evacuation of people living in low-lying areas of coastal districts. Indian archer Deepika Kumari clinched the silver medal in the women's recurve category of the Archery World Cup final in Mexico today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.